Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. My truck drivers, my Uber drivers, my food delivery people, my folks at the factories, the people in the offices, the back rooms, security, the officers, the firefighters, the chefs, the bartenders, the restaurateurs, the construction workers, this is everybody. My people are holding it down. Keep holding it down. I'm going to hold it down here for one more hour. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. If you can safely contact me on the internet, knock yourself out, I'll look at it. It's at JR Sport Brief on Twitter. Don't hit me if it's not safe. You worry about your life and other people's lives first. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City on the boards. Two games tonight for Monday Night Football. They are both a wrap. We've talked about them. We've talked about some of the games that took place over the weekend. We know about the Dolphins smacking up those Broncos. And Saturday, we saw a football matchup. We saw Colorado get smacked by Oregon. And so we have so much more to do here throughout the course of the night. Here's a quick recap on the games. The Eagles beat the Buccaneers tonight 25-11 down in Tampa, and the Bengals come out on top of the Rams 19-16. And yes, Joe Burrow, he did play tonight. He had to drag that leg along, but he says, look, I was able to go out there and play. There were no setbacks. Ultimately, Los Angeles Rams got to the end of the game, tried to hang in there with Cincinnati, but the young, I know Matthew Stafford is old. He got sacked 6 times tonight. The team is young. The Bengals held on, and Joe Burrow spoke after the game, and he was asked about playing with that busted-up calf that I guess has not gotten worse. This is what Joe Burrow said.
It still is. It still is. You know, we feel good. We didn't have any setbacks today, but still day-to-day, you know, I've learned through this process that you can have one at any time. So it was good to get through this one. That means it'll be stronger for this week. So hopefully I can have a full week of practice to prepare for next week.
Cincinnati Bengals going to be taking on the Tennessee Titans next. He says as long as there are no setbacks, his leg will get stronger and he will be okay. So the Cincinnati Bengals now have a record of 1-2. They had a chance. There was a chance tonight that they would have gone 0-3. Cincinnati Bengals trying to recreate the same magic they had last season as they started 0-2 and almost made the Super Bowl. Let's see if they can pick up some more of that. There was a team that did make the Super Bowl last season, and they are off and running. This game, not competitive at all. Philadelphia smashing Tampa Bay 25-11. If you got to think about what took place on the ground, Philadelphia had 201 yards rushing, including 130 of those yards by DeAndre Swift, who has certainly found his niche here playing at home for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, there was a report that he was a little under the weather before the game. He still threw for 277 yards. He had one of those patented a quarterback sneaks that he loves so much. And Philadelphia has now won 19 out of its last 20 regular season games when Jalen Hurts is the starter. After the game, Jalen Hurts, he spoke, and he decided to show love to the man who rushed for 130 yards. That's DeAndre Swift. Listen to this.
He's been a big time player for us, you know, and see him jumping over guys. I don't know if I've seen that in a long time. You know, he's kind of marking his territory, I feel like, with that, and you know, he's pushing everybody else around him. So, you know, we just need him to keep playing great ball.
Head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni, he talked after the game as well. And after limiting Tampa to 41 yards rushing, only 133 yards passing, and making Baker Mayfield look like the boring nothing here Baker Mayfield, Nick Sirianni says, oh, yeah, our offense did it, but the defense did it too.
You know, I thought we played a really good game on the O-line, D-line. Being physical against a physical group, that's a good defense, that's a good offensive line. And so I just felt like we came away just really playing our game, and we want to be, you know, tough and together. And we definitely, you know, part of toughness is being physical, and that was what really stood out to this game.
Baker Mayfield, 146 yards passing to go along with one meaningless touchdown at the end of the game and one interception. Next up for the Philadelphia Eagles, well, they're now only one of three teams in the NFL who happen to be undefeated. The Eagles are 3-0, the Dolphins are 3-0, and those San Francisco 49ers, they are 3-0 as well. The Eagles will take on the Commanders in their next game, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as they move on, they got the Saints in front of them. And so things kind of complicated, interesting in the NFC South. We know that Derek Carr, if you have not heard, is week to week with a sprained shoulder. We saw the Falcons go down to the Lions. Desmond Ridder looking pretty confused there. And Bryce Young in Carolina, damn it, we don't know when we gonna see that man back out there. Not expected to go and play. The Seahawks took care of the Panthers 37-27. Andy Dalton, damn it, had to throw the ball 60 times. Just to keep them alive. Wild, wild stuff. And we talked about the ass whooping that the Dolphins gave to the Broncos, 70-20. We talked about Colorado, but what is even, we even talked about Justin Fields. And we may have to talk about this even more tomorrow, as Rob Saleh is likely going to have to answer. The Jets lost to the Patriots for the 15th straight time. Bill Belichick has their number. Zach Wilson was just, he ain't ready to be no starting quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, the ghost of Aaron Rodgers, the soul Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback whisper, there is nothing that is helping this dude, okay? And so the Jets lose 15-10. Zach Wilson is just not even throwing the ball. He's indecisive. He's overthinking. 18 of 36 passing, 157 yards. He ain't throw for a touchdown or an interception. He was just pretty pathetic. And so today, it was a tale of two Jets. Joe Namath will always be a Jets legend. Rob Saleh is only the New York Jets head coach for, I don't know, not in perpetuity. He'll be gone in a few years, maybe this year. Who knows? He ain't going to stick around forever. And so Rob Saleh was asked about Zach Wilson. I want you to hear Rob Saleh, and then I want you to hear Jets legend Joe Namath, who went scorched earth. Listen to the head coach Rob Saleh on Zach.
What we see on a day-in and day-out basis is a young man who is much improved from a year ago. He's much more confident. He's much more accurate. He's got much more command of the huddle. He looks better in the pocket. Could have been better yesterday, but he's improved, and he's getting better. And he's going through his progressions, and when he is hitting his back foot with his timing and rhythm, I mean, he looks fantastic.
Yeah, except for that doesn't happen enough. It hasn't happened consistently. And so that's the head coach of the New York Jets. That's like daddy, right? Now let's listen to grandpa. New York Jets legend, the only guy to lead them to a Super Bowl and a championship, Joe Namath. He took the gloves off, and he crapped on the New York Jets management, and he crapped on Zach Wilson. This has to hurt for everybody in the Jets building. This is Joe Namath talking to Michael Kay. Listen.
Well, and you brought up the coaching. How can a coach make things better for Zach?
How can a coach say the locker room's together? How many teams have we been on? Are you telling me there aren't some cats on the defensive side saying, whoa, man, what's wrong with you? Yeah, there's not all harmony in the locker room. And if there is, they need to get rid of the people. You got to get people in there that are competitors and want to fight to win. These guys don't have to be in love with each other. And if they're saying they're in love with each other, they're BSing you. And you got to get rid of them, top to bottom.
What would you, if somebody handed you Zach Wilson and said, okay, Joe, make him better, what would you do?
Send him to Kansas City to back up against somebody like Mahomes. Maybe he'd learn something. I wouldn't keep him. You know, I've seen enough of Zach Wilson. All right? I've seen enough. Has quick feet, can throw a little bit, but I don't believe what's going on up there.
Damn. Like, Joe Namath, what did he... When he's not Chef, what is it that he sells? Is it insurance on those commercials? Is it healthcare? What is he selling?
I want to say Affleck, right?
No, it's not Affleck. They ain't no jokes when he's doing. I think it's like healthcare or something. I guess they canceled one of his shoots. I don't know if one of his fur coats didn't arrive on time.
What is it? Medicare coverage?
There you go.
Helpline? Okay.
Something like that.
You mean
whatever
not,
it is, maybe they didn't
respect,
spend his money on time.
Right. You mean it's not like how to respect women when you're doing sideline interviews? It's not that, I would assume.
I don't think he was. Maybe he was day drinking. I don't know what Joe Namath was doing. But he decided to just rip and destroy everything having to do with the New York Jets. And for me, I'm not going to say I love it, but it is it's crazy to watch. It's crazy to listen to. The fact that he just opened up his mouth and he not only destroyed the starting quarterback, but he also took a shot at management as well.
Chair, just a very quick question on that. And I am being serious when I say this. Can you ever recall a legendary quarterback ripping a franchise the way that he did? Is he ever going to be welcomed back on the grounds of the New York Jets with these remarks?
Oh, yeah, it's Joe Namath.
Okay, got it.
He's old, but I mean, what does it matter? And maybe, you know, I don't know how often he pops up. You'll see him on the sideline. It's not like this is the Knicks, you know. You got that guy Dolan taking Charles sure. Oakley out in handcuffs. And I don't think, you know, to be honest, I don't think Joe Namath cares, okay? Like, the fans are on his side. It's not going to be a matter of I ripped them and now he's going to be banned. It's Joe Namath. He can – I'm not going to say he could do what he wants. We've seen him do what he wants, and it doesn't end up nice. It's just disastrous. And so this is what I'm anticipating. This is what I'm looking forward to. Rob Saleh is going to have to answer this in front of the media at some point. Joe Namath said that he doesn't believe in Zach. And Joe Namath said, and Rob Saleh heard this interview, and he rolled his eyes. Because he knows he's going to have to address this. And this is now an additional distraction. And hey, Rob Saleh, I know this is not your first go-around, your first season coaching the Jets. Welcome to New York, man. Welcome to New York City. Joe Namath is killing you. He's killing your quarterback that you want to support. And let's be real, let's be honest. Who has more cachet as a quarterback? As a member of the Jets organization, even though he doesn't work for the Jets anymore, it's Joe Namath. And he just killed you and the quarterback. And it is about to get good in New York. Even Aaron Rodgers, he's going to be asked about this. I'm sure he'll sit down with Pat McAfee and be asked, and he'll try to be diplomatic, or maybe he'll be rude. Everybody with the Jets Rob Saleh, Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson, welcome to New York. Welcome to being a New York Jet, where every day is a you-know-what show. I'm here for it. Thank you, Joe Namath, for expressing yourself. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Matthew is here from New Mexico. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Hope you and Shep are doing well.
Thank you.
Just wanted your opinion real quick about Vance Joseph, the Broncos defensive coordinator. He was our head coach a few years back.
Yeah.
Did a terrible job. Obviously doing a terrible job again. Do you think he should be fired?
Defensive coordinator, for anyone who's not familiar.
Correct.
Yeah.
I just don't know how he's keeping his job. I heard there's no plans on releasing him, so just want to get your opinion on that.
Well, the reason why, here's why he's not being released, cut, fired. Because Sean Payton talked so much crap before the season about Nathaniel Hackett that right. He is, I don't want to say on thin ice because he's not, but Sean Payton has had to be very careful about what he has said and what he's done since he threw Hackett under the bus. And it would look disastrous. It would show that he doesn't know what he's doing, that he doesn't have confidence, as much as he might want to fire him.
I see, yeah.
It's a bad look to say, all right, Vance, you blew it, you out of here. People, right. He's going to get killed either way. And it would turn into more of a clown show if he just fired him right out of the gate. That's why he didn't boot him. That's it.
Right, yeah. I guess you're correct on that. I haven't thought about that.
Yeah. I just hope
it improves. It's terrible. That was so embarrassing, man. That was so bad.
The Bears are coming up next, so good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. No doubt about it. Somebody got to win that game, right? Dan is here from St. Louis. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, big guy? How you doing, man?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Man, I'm trying to make it. Look here, though. I would say this, though. Would you see somebody like Johnny? What was that? Johnny Unitas that was talking that smack for the Jets. What's his name?
Johnny Unitas. Unfortunately, Johnny Unitas ain't talking to nobody.
You know, I know. What's the man that was talking?
Joe Namath.
Thank you, Joe Namath.
Yes, you're welcome.
Whatever
yes.
his name is.
His name is. It's Joe Namath. But go ahead.
Okay, Joe Namath. Okay, let's say Joe Namath. But let's say this. He's disgruntled. I believe that he wants to be something in the Jets management. And if he was someone in Jets management, I don't think that he would say some of the things that he said.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
I know you didn't even appear to remember who he is. I'll just tell
okay.
you.
Okay, no.
Joe Namath is 80 years old.
Oh, correct.
He is a New York Jets legend. He is the only man to take the Jets to a Super Bowl, unfortunately, in 68-69. He's the only man to win a championship. He is the only thing alive and that exists today that you would associate the New York Jets to with success, okay?
Okay, and well, so, let me say this, though. Let me ask you this question, though.
Yes,
at some
please.
Point, when does your credibility end, though? Okay, yeah, you did all that. But then what have you done lately, though? He has been disgruntled against the Jets every time he gets a chance to be.
Come on, really, for real, man.
You know what?
This man just called me up and didn't know who Joe Namath was, called him Johnny Unitas, and is telling me that Joe Namath is negative against the Jets at every chance and every opportunity. I can personally tell you, having spoken to Joe Namath and having had an interesting conversation nice enough with his daughter, I can also tell you from broadcasting in New York City every Saturday on WFAN, I can also tell you as someone who unfortunately is a fan of the New York Jets, I can tell you for as long as I have been alive that Joe Namath will have credibility with the New York Jets until he dies. I can also tell you that Joe Namath, despite how crappy the New York Jets have been, Joe Namath has not killed and buried the New York Jets at every chance and every opportunity. That is wholly inaccurate. And so if you're going to call me up and tell me about a guy and what he has said, at least know who the hell you're talking about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And you know what? This guy, he hasn't gotten a lot of attention because people have been talking about Joe Namath crapping on Zach Wilson. People have been talking about, I don't know, Fields stinking a joint up. People have talked about Kelce and Taylor Swift. There's a young quarterback who's looking real good right now. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called it a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. So many talks, so many blowouts and beatdowns. This has gone under the radar a little bit over the past 24 hours, and then even so at the beginning of the season. Because for the past few years, they've been a joke. Nobody's watching them. Nobody's paying attention. We got people in the city who just quit on the team, and now they're coming back with good reason. I'm talking about the Houston Texans, and specifically, I'm talking about C.J. Stroud. This man has had one of the best starts to a career in the NFL by a quarterback. I know this sounds crazy, but it's ever. Somehow, some way, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they suck this year. They have been a disappointment. They are 1-2 to start the year. They can barely score 20 points a game. They play three games. They're giving up 30. It's just, it's maddening what they're doing. And if I'm a Jaguars fan, I want to pull my hair out right now. And so the Houston Texans upset them 37-17 on Sunday. The Texans win their first game. C.J. Stroud wins his first game. He throws 280 yards, two touchdowns. And for the season, listen to these numbers. Through three games, C.J. Stroud has passed for 906 yards, four touchdowns, and zero interceptions. Now, I know that sounds good, but that sounds rather pedestrian. But let's keep in mind, this man has yet to throw a pass before a couple of weeks ago in the NFL. And for a rookie quarterback to not just hand the ball over and give it up and to have that type of protection of A, holding the ball and being able to deliver it down the field is quite impressive. A matter of fact, C.J. Stroud is the first quarterback in NFL history to have at least 900 passing yards, four passing touchdowns, and zero interceptions in his first three career starts. Let's see if he can continue. It's not going to be easy. Let me tell you this. You got the Steelers up next. The Texans will take on the Steelers. We know that that's not going to be an easy matchup. And so C.J. Stroud, he might really face some adversity in that game. D'Amico Ryans, who also happens to be a rookie of the head coaching variety, D'Amico Ryans talked after the game, and he said, listen, man, our quarterback, the one we got, oh, yeah, he good.
Everything starts with the quarterback, and we have a good one who's done really good things. He's improved every week, and that's what I really really like about and admire about CJ is just he's dialed in to improving every week. He's not satisfied, right? He's been a leader for us. For the offensive unit, and it's impressive to see a young man go out and continue to get better each week and lead that group.
Unfortunately, Bryce Young, who was selected number one overall, not available against those Seattle Seahawks as the Panthers took an L. And it's likely that Bryce Young is not going to be available for the next game as well. So right now, C.J. Stroud taking the lead here when it comes down to offense and looking good. You know, he was supposed to be the consolation prize at number two. Somehow, some way, he still ends up with Houston. And, hey, it's only three games. But for the first three games, for his historic start, it certainly looks good. Shout-outs to all my folks down in Houston tuned in on the loop. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The mailman, not Karl Malone, is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, JR, man? As always, we enjoy you guys' show. Just wanted to piggyback off of that prediction I gave you last week. I was wrong with the number, but it was a double-digit victory that Alabama had over Ole Miss. The second thing, you know, down in this neck of the woods or territory, we love Joe Namath. So the Jets fans, hey, I'm on your side. Joe Namath, if anybody can spark some interest and put a fire behind something, it's definitely Joe Namath. The last thing I want to say is you're exactly right about C.J. Stroud, and here's the thing. A hungry player is a dangerous player. And these quarterbacks that roll out of the bed with this entitlement, like Zach and Trevor Lawrence and all of these pretty boy Hollywood mentality, you better get in that film room and study the game. The NFL is a different game, JR. You know it. I know it. And these guys better get serious. If not, it's going to be a long season for the Jets. But, hey, they got a great defense, great set of running backs, experienced receivers. Hey, Zach, you can at least get in that film room and do better. Okay. Mailman out, JR.
Thank you, mailman, for calling from Alabama. I don't even think it's a matter of the film room. I think there comes a point in time where what you look at on film and what you practice and what you work on, it has to translate onto the field. I'm not going to put Trevor Lawrence in the same category of Zach Wilson. I will say this. Like, I'm not going to dispute the fact that Zach Wilson is working when he's not working hard. I don't hear anything of the sort or the type. I do know this. When I turn the game on and I look at Zach Wilson, he looks skittish. He's not confident. He's not confident enough to throw the ball. When guys start getting in his face, and this is statistically accurate, he is the worst passer and has been in the NFL when he's pressured. And I don't have to be Joe Namath. I don't have to be Bill Belichick to sit down and watch Zach Wilson and go, man, there's something different about him when he gets the ball versus, I don't know, and I guess I understand he's the best, but Patrick Mahomes. It's a matter of being decisive and seeing something and reacting. And Zach Wilson looks like he's just in mud. It's like he is creating trouble and problems for himself. It's like the kid who plays Madden and gets the ball and instead of, I don't know, throwing the ball, wants to run around and scramble behind the line of scrimmage just to get sacked. That's what Zach Wilson looks like. And it's just absolutely terrible and bad to watch. And I know he just called, the mailman did, from Alabama. And we did see over the weekend, Lane Kiffin could not come away with a victory against Nick Saban. Alabama beating Ole Miss 24-10. Jalen Milroe back out there, as he should have been, 225 yards passing, a touchdown, and an INT. At least Nick Saban gave him an opportunity to redeem himself instead of putting him on the sidelines as the chief clapper in charge. And Nick Saban showed him some love after the victory. Listen,
I thought Jalen played really, really well. You know, they played trap down there, and you guys don't know what that is, but, you know, somebody zones off in the flat, and everybody's playing man-to-man, something we do, something Pete does, and got fooled by that when he threw the interception. But other than that, I thought he really played well. You know, he got a little dinged up, but he'd be fine, and I thought he showed a lot of leadership out there, made some good throws, made some explosive plays. So we got to continue to try to create opportunities for our players down the field.
Okay, next up for Alabama and Mississippi State. Still probably hand them their own ass whooping. I'm expecting that to be on the way. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls before we have to roll out. And you know what? Joe Namath isn't – well, he's a legend, right? Joe Namath isn't the only guy who looks at the Jets and go, man, this place stinks. he's not retired, but there is a QB who could play in the NFL right now who's just like, man, I ain't trying to play for no Jets. You'll hear it out of his own mouth on the other side of the break, plus your calls before we roll.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I would just like to say you are the most level-headed and coolest sports radio host in the world, man. I love listening to your show. I always get off around this time of night. Always love to hear your takes. You're always a really cool customer, man. I appreciate your show, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Going to get some more of your calls before I roll out. You got Amy Lawrence coming through at the top of the hour to take you the rest of the way. We have talked about, well, everything that's going on tonight in the NFL. We had two Monday night football games. You got Cincinnati coming out on top on one end. You got the Eagles coming out on top on the other game. And then we move forward here towards week four of NFL action in a couple of nights from now, Thursday night football. We're going to have 2-2-1 teams, two NFC North teams. The Lions are going to take on the Packers. I did tell you right before we went to break that just pretty bad for the Jets. We heard the audio from Joe Namath eviscerating Zach Wilson and probably the New York Jets staff. And someone who, he didn't eviscerate the Jets, but kind of said, man, I don't want nothing to do with them. It's Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was on CBS Sports HQ, and following, obviously, the play of Zach Wilson, and we know the injury to Aaron Rodgers, there were reports that his agent had contacted the New York Jets, and Matt Ryan kind of said, yeah, he did, but I don't want to play out there. Listen to this.
Is there any interest of talking to New York? I'm just curious. This is the first time we're hearing this. What do you say about that?
No, not on my end. You know, I'm really enjoying, you know, what I'm doing, working with Andrew and Tiki and AJ. They've been fun to work with. But, you know, to clear it up, obviously my agent is one of the best at what he does. Todd France is incredible. And he wouldn't be doing his job if he wasn't looking into certain situations. But he and I talked and, you know, I got no interest in doing that right now. I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
Yeah, and that comment that Matt Ryan made, that was before Joe Namath said, man, Zach stinks. Yeah, good call by Matt Ryan. Stay away from the Jets. 855-212-4CBS. Greta is calling from Buffalo, New York. Greta, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I'm a first-time caller, and I am anxiously awaiting you to talk about the Buffalo Bills. I didn't hear you say anything yet. Just wanted to hear your take on that game on Sunday.
Oh man, Greta, how much can I say? It was another blowout. They killed Howe. Well, they sacked him 9 times and he threw 4 interceptions. It's a beatdown.
Okay.
You ready for the Bills? I mean, you ready for the Bills and the Dolphins? That would be a good game.
I feel better now.
you feel better about what?
Oh, I felt sort of left out that the Buffalo Bills, because I didn't hear you mention them.
Well, you know, when their opposition this Sunday in the Dolphins is lighting up a team for 70 points and Joe Namath is killing somebody else, I mean, yeah, a couple of things going to slip under. But, yeah, they destroyed that poor guy.
Yeah, how do you think Josh Allen is doing right now? What do you think?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I don't want to say an early overreaction. You know, when he pretty much got killed for the start of the season. I think he's fine, and I think the season will be fine for Josh Allen. It's not like he went out there and just destroyed everybody yesterday, but it really boils down to the end of the season, man. The Buffalo Bills are going to be okay, sans injury. They should get into the playoffs, and that's all I'm interested in now at this point. So is he having a MVP-type season early on of what he did last year? The answer is no. But, hey, hit me up in December and early January. That's when we could really talk about Josh. I think he's fine.
Okay. Thank you, JR.
No problem, Greta. You have a good night. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel's calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Daniel? Hey, Daniel, live on the radio. And now he gone. Hey, Shep, was that Daniel, the Uber driver?
It was.
You think he's okay?
I hope so. No, we waited a while. So, Daniel, we finally get to you and you're not there. That's unlike Daniel.
Oh, do you think one of the passengers in the Uber or, I don't know.
I hope not. Daniel's a good guy.
He's okay. Hey, Shep, you saw I hope that's not what happened. What's that movie with Jamie Foxx and
Collateral and Tom Cruise, yeah.
Yeah, what's that called?
Collateral.
Collateral. Do you think that could happen to Daniel?
Man,
could you imagine if that happened to Daniel, like a hitman gets in the back of his Uber,
right,
and says, hey, man, you got to drive me around for my hits.
You know what? I hope not. I really, something tells me Daniel would be conniving enough and street smart enough to circumvent that. And that
to
would
get
never
away
happen.
From a hitman.
Yeah, I think so. I think Daniel has good judgment on who he picks up. And plus, in an Uber situation, obviously you have to have a rating and you have to have used that service long enough. So that'd be really, really calculated for someone to do that to Daniel from Chicago.
We couldn't have, well, look, it still happens. Somebody
possibly
just doesn't care about the Uber.
Of course.
Yeah, wow. Now that I think about it, there's no, well, somebody should recreate that film using Uber. Wouldn't that be interesting, right? I don't know how you do it, but.
Right. I mean, the thing is, like, if you're Daniel, you're going to look at how many rides someone has taken. So the chances of someone that's rode Uber for 5,000, 6,000 trips, and Daniel just happens to be the 6,000 first where they pull off a collateral of 20 years ago, the odds are slim to none. They're one in a trillion. So I like Daniel's chances of having that never happen to him, thank God.
I hope not. 855-212-4CBS. I like that film. That was a good one. Ben is calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, Ben is not here. Mac is from Buffalo. What's up, Mac? Hey, Mac, you're live on the radio. Oh, my God. Spencer from Atlanta. What's up, Spencer?
JR, what's going on, man? Falcons started off 2-1. We got a sort of kind of rookie quarterback. I just want your thoughts on my Falcons, man. We got a promising season. I think we're playoff bound, but I just want to know your thoughts on them.
Hey, the Falcons got everything that they need except for a quarterback, man. Ritter is who he is. I mean, they're not letting him, and I think within good reason, to just throw the ball all around the field because that's not going to be a successful formula for winning. They got what they need except for a QB, man. So it's going to take time. The Falcons are going to be a borderline playoff team. I think they are a good team despite what they showed against the Lions. And they're going to have their ups and their downs. Some weeks they're going to look good and Falcon fans are going to be thrilled about them. And some weeks they're going to look bad and people are going to be disappointed. And I think that's what you will have when, as you just mentioned, you basically got a rookie QB out there. Yeah, he got some starts from the end of last year, but he's green, man. And he ain't throwing a rock all over the place either. So be prepared.
I got you. Do you got any predictions on us versus Jacksonville in London this weekend?
Man, I can't call it. Out in London, I have no idea. Look, Jacksonville Jaguars, I just told you about how they were pretty much embarrassed and upset by the Texans and C.J. Stroud. Their offense and their defense is just ridiculously up in the air. I think that's a pick 'em game between Jacksonville and Atlanta. I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm picking the Falcons, man. I appreciate you taking my call.
Rock and roll, Spencer. Thank you for calling from here in Atlanta. Tim is calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tim?
JR, I go way back to, like, Y.A. Tittle and the nice. Giants.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, the rule that NFL teams have always used is the best offense is defense. Now, have you ever heard of that?
Hold on a second. Hold on, Tim. Let me check. Have I ever heard of the – yeah, that sounds like a cliche that I've heard maybe just a million times, I think, in every sport. Hold on. I think I've heard that. Hey, yeah, Tim, I have heard that on just one or two occasions, yes.
Okay. Well, now, like with Zach, right? What was his score at the end of the half? It was 17 to nothing, right?
You're saying, wait. Are you talking about Dak? Did you say Dak or Zach?
Yeah, the one you've been criticizing.
No, the two teams collectively, no one scored more than 15 points. The New England Patriots, beat the Jets 15 to 10.
Right.
So help me out here as we're at the end of the show. Without going through what took place at the half or the third or the fourth, what is your point?
Well, my point is that I believe in the rule, the best offense is defense. And the offense can't get anywhere unless the defense keeps the score down.
Okay. The New York Jets defense held the Patriots to 15 points. The folks that did not carry their weight was the offense. And the guy leading the offense looks like hot crap. And that's Zach Wilson. Okay? Hot crap. Ryan from Virginia, go ahead quickly.
What's up, JR? Happy Monday.
To you too, brother. Go ahead.
Appreciate you. Hey, so shout out Greta and her Bills for smacking our Commanders and Sam Howell in the mouth. I know I shouted them out last week, but, you know, we're on to Philly. That's this upcoming weekend. What you think about Dame Lillard and why Toronto is a better landing spot than Washington? Wouldn't you rather have Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole alongside you?
Who? Portland?
Well, I mean, Washington has assets to send now, and no, I don't know why Washington is.
What I'm saying is, if I'm Portland, do I want Jordan Poole?
If you're Washington, which we are, I don't know why you wouldn't want Dame Lillard and now Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma here in town.
Yeah, well, listen, man, you got to think about where Dame. You have to think about where Damian Lillard would actually want to go. I think
So Toronto over Washington for real.
I don't think that at this point, A, we know the full pieces of the trade, and then we don't know whether or not he's going to approve it. So let's stay tuned. I'll tell you this much. I wouldn't want to play with them two guys, bunch of shot jackers anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you, Mustard Super Producer and host Dave Shepard. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is coming up next.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.